Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Judy has booked a really incredible show today. It includes a 14-year-old inventor who invented something for dogs. I don't know what it is, but I hear it's an amazing invention. So I know, Alan, you'll be around for that. Always looking for an invention.
Always.
Also on the show, a lady who's an amputee. And because she's an amputee, she went to work at one of these prosthetic places. And she designed prosthetic limbs for pets.
Yes. Oh, that's cool.
And she has a brand new show. Well, it's not her show, but she's a part of the show on PBS called My Bionic Pet. I need a bionic mouth is what I need. Also, we're going to have on a Beastmaster. I have no idea what this is. Is this family material, Judy?
Yes, it is. Yes, I wouldn't put anything on the show that
wasn't. Okay, I just want to make sure that it's family friendly for you. Tammy, what are you working on?
Oh, you could have fun with this at a cocktail party. If the survey is right, you tell me the kind of pet you have, and I'll be able to tell you what kind of job you have.
Okay, we'll see.
There's a connection. It could be.
Do you have a bird? I know Joey has a bird.
Joey has a bird.
That probably tells a little bit about what kind of guy he is. There's this guy, Ashutosh Goswami. He was included in a list of suspects who could have robbed his aunt Neelam's and then murdered her inside her house in India.
What?
He was on this list of... Mm-hmm. Apparently, police asked the wife's parrot to help. And the police mentioned the names of all the suspects one by one. And then the parrot had a violent reaction when they named Ashutosh's name and began screaming, Usamara, Usamara, which, of course, in that language, which I have no idea what it is, means he's a killer. He's the killer. And so he finally confessed and was arrested.
Ooh.
None of this stuff ever happens in America, I noticed.
No.
Can we file this away somewhere? There you go. Put it in the round file.
Fingered by a bird.
It's a family show.
The Manson family.
Yeah. You know what we need? We need a listener to save us.
This is DC. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing? What's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what I got. I got two chihuahuas, and the female just had puppies 3 days ago, and the male, he's the one taking it so hard. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about maybe I should take him to the vet to get him something for depression. And I'm afraid that maybe he's so angry about the my female dog won't pay him no attention. And I'm afraid he might just, you know, try to hurt the puppies. I really don't know what he's going to do because he's just acting out of his head right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get to the female. She wouldn't eat the puppies for no reason at all, not even it. Drink water, not even to eat, unless, you know, you get something like a hot dog or something, like something was a favorite. But I finally did take the food to her this morning, and she ate it. So that's kind of my problem.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a very attentive mom, and she is very concerned about the well-being of the babies to her own detriment. And we do see this in female dogs, some that have such a strong mothering instinct that they don't want to eat, they don't want to leave the baby. So you actually, in many cases, sometimes we have to forcibly take mom away, give her a little private time, let her do her potty business, give her a quiet room where she can eat. And that can help for some of the females. Now, if her being away from the babies is more distressing, then I like what you did, where you brought the food to her so that she can accomplish both things. And dad's problems going on right now can be several different motivations. So one is that dogs don't resent the lack of attention that he's getting, but he may be very focused and interested in what's going on. So you kind of have to gauge the level of interaction that you permit the male, depending on how everything's going along. Some female dogs do not want any other creature around their babies. And she might hurt him, or the male might hurt the babies. Now, if these guys, have they been through a litter before, or is this their first time together?
First time.
Okay. So you kind of have to read the situation a little bit to see what dad is doing. But I would basically have him on a leash and have, you know, someone monitoring him while you're watching her and see what the interaction is. If she's upset, her hackles are going up, or she is, you know, guarding those babies, I would not even risk that. In some males, it's best for them to just stay away.
Okay.
If he wants to be an involved parent, that's great.
That's the best thing for him, because she's ready to fight him if he tried to come around her.
Yeah, then let's keep these babies away. And, you know, there's no reason we want to increase her level of stress in any way. But, you know, and with some moms, they can be even hostile to the humans in the household when they are protecting their young. So that, too, is a thing to be cautious with. I still like to handle the babies, and I still like to, you know, get them exposed to human contact very young. But you got to do that cautiously so you don't injure yourself or distress the mom.
I got one more question. When can I touch the puppies?
When can you touch the puppies? Actually, you can touch them at any point. So it's not like some of those wildlife where if you touch them, the mom's going to reject them because you've got your scent on them. So that won't happen. But just use caution and watch her body language so that you're not going to put yourself in a point where you're going to get injured. The best way to kind of manage that is what I like to do is to just kind of put a little light slip leash on the mom. And then that way you have control of her, and you can just kind of gently, while you're talking to her, just kind of gently kind of take her to the side a little bit, and then you can handle the babies. And then what you do is, after you handle them, you give them right back to her, and you return them to her area. And then she'll see that you're not a physical threat to the babies, and that makes her more at ease for future handling. So you're kind of training her at the same time.
All right. I really appreciate it, your help, Dr. Debbie.
And, okay.
So one more question. So the male dog, he don't need nothing for depression, huh?
Not likely, no. And, you know, some male dogs, you know, whether it's their hormones and the females are in heat, or, you know, they've got something like this going on, they just may not be the most interested in food. If it takes getting him out of the situation a little bit, take him over to your family member's house, something like that, he might do a little bit better just to be away from some of the commotion.
All right. I appreciate it so much. And you have a good day, and thanks to staff.
Thank you very much.
Well, good luck with those babies there.
Take care, DC.
Okay, bye.
Line 4, and we have Bob on the phone. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on in your world?
I've got a couple of chow chows, a male and a female, and when I feed the female dog, and then it's time to let her out, she'll like eat half of her food, and I'll let her outside. She'll let me know she wants to come back in, and I'll open the door. She'll just sit there and look up at me, and I'll say, "Do you want to come in or not?" She'll turn her back on me and put her back towards me. What? And my wife, the same thing. I'll go up there, and I says, "What's wrong with the dog?" She says, "She's giving me the cold shoulder."
Said, well, Bob, have you... I'm glad you called. I am so glad you called, because chows are unique dogs. I'm sure Dr. Debbie's had an experience with chows too, but they're not like your, they're not like your German Shepherd or your Golden Retriever. They are they're more like cats. And they're often misunderstood by people. The average training methods and motivational techniques don't work on chows. You know, you can't force them to do anything. And with a chow, it's all about respect. They're regal. They're beautiful. And, you know, you have to establish control from the beginning with a chow, and he has to respect you, and you have to earn his respect. And so your dog, it's very funny, a chow will do what a chow wants to do, and saves the affection for the people that he really cares about. But it's obvious that your chow, you probably haven't earned your dog's respect, and I'll tell you why. The dog is controlling you. Okay, so when your dog is sitting by the door, you're going over to open the door. And so the chow is getting a reaction out of you. The chow is controlling you. You're not in charge. You're not forcing the chow to kind of respect you by being in control. You're calm. I like that. So the next time the chow's sitting there by the door, just ignore that dog. Just ignore him. Don't even pay any attention to her. And when you want her to come in, you go to the door. Open the door. Don't talk to the dog, because they don't understand you, and chows are not even going to pay attention to you. They'll walk away, you know. Just open the door and go, come. If the dog doesn't, then just close the door and walk away. And pretty soon the dog's going to realize and understand that, you know, when you say come, it means now. And if she doesn't, it might be hours before you invite her in again. And it's kind of how you have to manipulate a chow. You have to be a very powerful personality, but not a forceful personality. You have to be confident, calm, and you have to just act the way you want the dog to. Whatever you want the dog to get from your behavior, you act that way. So you lead. With a chow, you lead. And, you know, they're just unique. They're very unique. They're very unique dogs.
Well, Well, you hit the nail right on the head. That describes her to a T. The male dog, we got him as a teenager, if you will, and we kind of had to establish the, you know, who's the alpha on that one, and he picked it up right away. He was, I didn't ever have to, you know,
they're all different.
I've never abused an animal at all in my life.
In general, you're a calm guy, but in general, Chows are very strong-willed dogs. They need an equally strong-willed owner. They have minds of their own, and if you let them, they will become the master of you. So before anybody listening ever decides to go out and get a Chow, give it some serious thought, because you really have to be a powerful, calm personality.
Well, that's her exactly. She's just trying to manipulate things, so... Well, at least I've got a little insight of what I perceive to be the cold shoulder. I just, like you said, I just shut the door and said, all right, when you decide you want to come in, but from now on,
turn that around. Turn that around, my friend. It's when you decide you want her to come in, okay? It's not what she decides. That's the only way you're going to earn a child's respect. It's kind of like, hey, come.
Yeah.
And if the dog doesn't listen by the second come, just shut the door and walk away. When the dog's sitting by the door, pay absolutely no attention.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You hit the nail right on the head on the personality there. That's great.
Thanks for your call, Bob. I appreciate it.
I lived with a Chow. They're interesting dogs.
You know what, Alan? You're a carpenter for dogs' behavior.
A carpenter? What is that? That's funny. What does that mean?
Well, he said you hit the nail on the head, and you are the carpenter to his dog's behavior.
Oh, Chows are, you know what? They are the anti-dog.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care, personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.